Continue on in the fourth perek of Beitzah, we are up to Mishnah Hay. So again, continuing on with activities that in principle are associated with Ochel Nefesh, but could have been done either before Yontif or our Zilzul in Yontif. In Shovrin Es HaCheres, we cannot break an earthenware vessel, Kli Cheres, V'ein Choschen Es HaNiyar L'tzlos Bo Maliach. So also they used to sometimes cut paper, and they would roast a fish on it. That is not acceptable. It should have been done prior to Yontif. In Garf and Taner v'chirayim, and we are not allowed to clear out an oven. A chirayim is a double oven, the state of the art once upon a time. So the Rishonim point out that if it's not going to be operative, otherwise you're not going to be able to have any food for Yontif. That's an exception. Aval mechabshin, you are able to even out the ashes so that the oven can work properly. Again, there's an Issur d'Rabbanan against creating a new fire in Yontif, which is why we always have an existing flame. But remember, the oven is allowed to be operated. You can't drag two barrels together. It's Doma Labinyan to put a kedera on top of them with like a fire in between. So again, this would be like an ancient pot roast kind of a situation. There's another limitation, which is that we're not allowed to use a piece of wood as a door stopper or for purposes of holding up the kedera itself. Pieces of wood are not considered mukta if you use them for firewood, if you use them to cook a tavshil, but not that you can use them for whatever purposes you want. We accepted the Machmir view here that you're not allowed to drive an animal with a stick on Yontif because, again, it looks like it's associated with Mekach u'Memkar, that you're driving it to the marketplace for purposes of a sale. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no tol adam kisem shalvanav lachtos boshinav. Rabbi Lazar says a person was allowed to take like a chip of wood for the purposes of trying to clear out. This is an ancient form of flossing. Believe it or not, they didn't have advanced flossing like we have it today. But they did have chips, and people used to floss their teeth using chips of wood. So Rabbi Lazar says that's considered a legitimate use. So megabiv min achatzer umadlik, that a person is allowed to collect from the chatzer, shekol masha bechatzer muchanhu. Really interesting idea that, remember, in the standard format, like you have in your old European cities today, and so much in America, but all the homes were around the chatzer, main area, right? So anything in the chatzer was considered fair game, right? That's what the Mishnah is saying, because people would assume that if I don't have something in my immediate Dalet Amos, I'll run out to the chatzer and grab a piece of firewood, whatever it is. So that would be considered to be acceptable. Chachamim omrim, megabev mishalafana v'umadlik. The Chachamim take the position that only one can collect what's right in front of them, and b'madlik, they're not willing to accept a blanket heter across the board. So this is has to do with a much broader topic, which comes up in Bava Basra and comes up in Shabbos as well. How do we deal with shared space? So those who grew up in the city, those who have experience living in apartments know how sensitive it is, what's considered private space and what's considered shared space, right? That's a very sensitive topic. So you have a chatzer, you have a courtyard that everybody's sharing, right? And everybody's private home is around this chatzer, but it functions as a shared yard. For me to say that I have the right to anything in the chatzer might not be received very well by the 10 other people who share that chatzer, right? They would not immediately accept that definition of the chatzer, right? So in general, there was considered, like really two different domains, categorically speaking, in the chatzer. There was the area right in front of a person's house. That was generally considered their area, right? Like you see that in New York City today, right? Like in some buildings, not in all buildings, but it's acceptable that right outside of your apartment, you'll keep your bicycle or whatever it is, because that's understood to be, you know, within your Dalet Amos, so to speak. You're not going to put your bicycle down the hall. That would be, you know, unacceptable, but right next to your, maybe right next to your apartment. Then there's this space in the middle, which is going to be shared space. So interestingly, the Mishnayos discuss in other contexts that that space would very often be occupied by like a public utility, like by a tanur that was shared by all of the members of the chatzer, right? It makes sense. So, you know, for everybody to put their cholent in, it's a great use of public space. that everybody should have access to it, or a Beis Chabad, you know, like if they wanted to be industrious, like an olive press, or, for that matter, believe it or not, a cheder, a school, right? You have all these children growing up in the chatzer, so you hire somebody and they use the chatzer as an educational setting. It's a public utility in that way. So, again, according to the Das Yachid here, you might be able to say, oh, anything in the chatzer is considered minamucha and I could go grab it, but not everybody's going to accept that because, remember, it's not your own private space. It's a more generic space. In terms of carrying, we haven't learned Erevin yet together, but in terms of carrying within the chatzer, that requires a special procedure called the Eruvei Chatzeros, right? They actually have to make a concerted effort to form into one unit for these purposes. It's not enough that they just live around the same chatzer, but to be able to carry between domains and in the chatzer itself, they have to make a concerted effort for those purposes. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash.